Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Each and every Friday, just a reminder, I am live noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Tuesdays and Thursdays, the Carriker Chronicles and the Big Ten Show. Wednesdays, former All-American Nebraska quarterback Steve Taylor drops that knowledge. Basically, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Each and every day right here on The Ticket is the fastest hour in radio every single weekday. All right, join us, grab your lunch, hopefully have some fun along the way. And as always, sending your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, and or otherwise to 402-464-5685. I will answer all those the last 8 minutes of the show. Now, I am joined by a Nebraska legend, one of my favorite teammates of all time. This man was a Nebraska team captain, Huskers offensive MVP, 2004, 2005, two-time All-Big 12 performer, twice on the Doak Walker Award watch list, Nebraska record holder for receptions, 9 in receiving yards, 131 in a game by a running back, Mr. Corey Ross. How you doing, my friend?
My man, how you doing, man? I appreciate the intro. That was beautiful to hear.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. So you mentioned to me in your text beforehand, just so people have a heads up, the voice is a little sore today, but I appreciate you powering through. You probably had to get a Toradol shot to join me, but I appreciate it, man. So
no problem.
I interviewed you about a year ago, and there may be a couple of crossover questions just for the folks who did not hear some of those questions and answers, and this is one of those, but it's worth asking again. The nickname Pork Chop, how'd you get that, my friend?
Oh man, there's so many stories to how that's happened, but I'll have to give that credit to Beyonte Grigsby. The running backs had a thing where we all kind of had nicknames, and when we came in, and you know, the older age was, and Dante made some pork chops for the introduction from at his house. You know, I went over there and I didn't know Dante Grizzly could cook like that, so I ate about 3 or so pork chops, and he told Coach Gillespie at the time that I ate 7 pork chops, and right there Darren Dietrich jumps out and laughing real loud and goes, "Chop." And obviously I'm short, thick, like a pork chop, so everybody's thinking that's what it is, and it just stood. So that's kind of how it came about.
Man, from 3 or 4 to 7. Why don't let facts get in the way of a good story, right? All right. It's funny.
Tell me about it.
I actually coached a kid starting in 4th grade, and I coached him for 5 years in football. His name was Brody. We had 2 Brodies on our football team, so I was trying to figure out a way to differentiate the two. And so Brody, who was the offensive lineman, the other one was the running back, had a Crush. It just said Crush T-shirt on it. And so I started calling him Crush. And here he is going into high school next year, and everybody calls him Crush just because he wore a T-shirt
awesome.
One time, one day. By the way, what a great nickname for a football player.
That is.
All right, man. So we're going to go backwards before we go forwards, as I tend to do in my interviews. Talk to me. Because, you know, Bill Callahan is perceived different ways, various ways by Nebraska fans and Husker Nation. What was your experience like playing for Coach Callahan? What are your thoughts on your career under Coach Callahan here at Nebraska?
Quite honestly, if it wasn't for Bill Callahan and Randy Jordan coming in and introducing that offense to us, and myself included, and just let me go into that offense and really just become who I became, I don't know if my career would have been where it was, because it was just everything that you wanted and everything you wanted to learn from a playbook standpoint when it comes to getting to the next level. I enjoyed every bit of having Coach Callahan there as my coach, being able to get to know him more, his family, being that we were captains that senior year, and going in there and enjoying having those conversations, but just realizing, you know, what his approach was and what he really wanted to do. He might have been misunderstood by a lot of people that really didn't get him or understand him, but I got to see a different side. And, you know, I got to be around Coach Jordan, a lot of those coaches at the time, rest in peace, Coach Blake, a lot of those guys really was one of the main reasons why I think I became the type of player I became, and it helped me to make a roster, an NFL roster, by knowing as fast as I was able to. I have nothing but love and respect for what he did for me and not only our team and what he was trying to for the city and the state of Nebraska with his style of playing that fun offense. Creative.
Yeah, it's funny. I think Coach Randy Jordan, the former running backs coach when you were there, I think he's still out in D.C. I could be wrong, but he'd been out there for many, many years. In fact,
he's now with the Tennessee Titans now.
So as I was going out the door in D.C., Coach Jordan was just coming in the door, and actually Coach Callahan was the offensive line coach for a couple of years as well. Yep. So that was the last time I saw them, so it's been a while. But in 2002, I mean, it was a loaded running backs room. David Horn, et cetera. All right, you were sixth on the running back depth chart, you know, at one point throughout that offseason. How'd you climb to the top of what was a stacked running back room at that during that time?
You know, I would like to say just grit, man. You know, I think at the time, you know, when we were in school, there wasn't a transfer portal, so you had to – you know, go through everything that you had to go through. Should I went through injuries. I had a shoulder injury my freshman year, and they had shoulder surgery, so I didn't even get to play as a freshman. I thought I would because I thought I was going to be ready to play, and I ended up having shoulder surgery, so I had to sit out a year there. Then I was starting, and I had a really good camp going into spring training, and then going into a fall camp, I ended up spraining my MCL, and I had to understand that, hey, these injuries are the reasons why I'm not getting an opportunity. I think when I get an opportunity, I will be able to show what I can do. And I just had to be patient with it. I mean, there were times where I probably didn't know if this was going to be the school for me. But I knew all the things that I was going through wasn't nothing that was inflicted by the coaches. It was just, hey, these things happen in football, so let's see if I can get healthy. Let's give myself an opportunity to just give it a shot. And when I got a shot against KU, you know, I went in and had a heck of a game. And ever since that game, even Coach Solis at the time came in the room and was like, hey, we're going to give you another opportunity to start, because I did some things in that game that, you know, we weren't able to do that year, you know, and so it was awesome. And ever since then, went from KU, K-State, Colorado, and then obviously those guys got let go of, and I had to prove myself again with Coach Callahan and those new coaches. But it was, for me, just sitting there, grit, man, just wanting to be a part of it, wanting to win, wanting to stay in Nebraska and be a part of everything, and really just trying to, you know, hey, earn my scholarship and really show, you know, these coaches what I can do and show the city what I can do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&C supply in-app only.
So you talk about Coach Solich real briefly during that answer. So it comes into my mind, I got to ask you this. What are your thoughts on Coach Solich, our former coach, coming back to Nebraska and being honored recently, but also going into the College Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I really wish I was there. I remember I had a game at the time. I got the group text from Josh Davis and a lot of those guys. Coach Solich was a father figure. He stepped in my room in my house when he came to get us on a recruiting trip. He stepped in my house and had probably one of the coolest, most calming conversations I've ever seen my dad and my mom a part of. And I knew that man was going to be somebody I want to coach for. So I think like everybody else, or play for it. And I think like everyone else, it hurt so much when he got let go, especially with the changes he was making and trying to change the direction of where we were going to go. It was very unfortunate. But as we all know how this world works, you got to still move when whatever happens. And so we had to. We had to adjust. I had to adjust to Callahan and whatnot. But what Frank Solich was able to do for me and really stood on what he said, you know, he's going to give me an opportunity. And I have to earn my keep, and I had to make sure, you know, when I got the opportunity, I had to seize it. He said that to the group. He said it to all nine of us, and I think all nine of us all knew. You know, if you would forget, we had Marcus Simmons and a couple others that was in that room at the time. That, hey, when you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it, and you have to be ready for it. You know, and that one thing that I learned from Coach Solich was just that. And when I did get the opportunity, I didn't know if the next week they were going to play me. I just thought, hey, it was a lucky game. I ended up, yeah, I had a great game. But the next week he walked in there and said, you're going to start this week. And I was sitting fourth on a depth chart before they put me in the second half against KU. You know, so he stood on his word, man. And he said that when he came to my recruiting visit and sat down in my mom and dad's house, and he stood on it. And I love him for it, and I truly appreciate him. I always watch what he's doing in Ohio, man, and he still became, went on there and be another great coach and did really great for them. So, man, I love what we did, what the city did for him and brought back, and he deserves everything he's getting because he's a great coach.
So it's a loaded running back room again this year, man, and in different ways throughout your career. You can probably relate to a lot of these guys. You look at Gabe Irvin, Ramir Johnson coming back from injuries similar to you. You think of Emmett Johnson, who ended up fourth to starting last year. Now he's got to prove himself all over again with Gabe coming back and Ramir playing. And you got the transfer from Oregon, Dante Dowdell. And so he's got to prove himself again, much like you had to do when Callahan and his crew came in. And then you've got Quentin Ives, a guy who's fighting for, he's actually getting a lot of reps right now due to some of the guys not being clear just yet, but kind of like you, maybe a little bit deeper on the depth chart right now, but he's trying to work his way up. You can relate to just about all the guys in this room. So what advice would you give these guys, knowing college football is a little bit different today, though?
I would say the advice I would give them right now, man, is just to seize every opportunity you get and just cherish those moments, but realize how serious it is, man. If I'd have known how much and how important working out was, like we know we run, we go train, we go do all conditioning stuff, and a lot of us hate it, right? We don't really take it serious. And it wasn't until I really got to the next level of the NFL where I realized how much of a business this is, but you also have to take and treat your body that way because that is the reason you are playing. And if I would have known that when I was a freshman, I probably would have played faster because I was just a young kid out there having fun, enjoying, you know, meeting new people from all walks of life and living life with them and enjoying the group, but not really understanding, hey, I need to get my body together so it can become healthy. And like I said, Dave Kennedy, shout out to him when he came in as part of that staff with the Bill Callahan crew. Man, he turned me into a machine, and I felt really good and was able to stay healthy enough to make sure I was able to do the things that I do. Not only, you know, so I would tell those guys, take it a little bit more serious. I know it's fun. College can be fun, but that is the most important part. If you can keep yourself healthy, and when the opportunity presents itself, you got to be ready for it. You got to know the playbook. You got to know how to protect. All those things are key. Like, you can be a great runner, but if you don't know how to protect, we got to take you off the field on third downs or big downs. And now we don't know what we want to really do with you. And now you have to be able to catch the ball, run the ball, block. Those things are huge in this game, especially as a running back. And now, especially nowadays with running backs. But I tell those guys to focus on their bodies, stay healthy, do everything you need to be to stay on that football field. And when you're on that football field, know what you're doing and handle your business.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to Nicholas Snyder, who sent in a comment. He says, Adam, Corey's my all-time favorite football player growing up, and I was even called pork chop in midget football. If I was taller than 5'4", you would be next in line. He sends like a laughing emoji. You both are inspirational. So I want to give a shout out to Nicholas. And as always, you guys can send in your comments on YouTube and or call or text 402-464-5685. Yeah, for sure. This is the Aloe Fiber VIP line. All right, man. So last year, Nebraska ran the ball really well, effectively throughout the entire season, top five, top 10 in the country for most of the year when it came to rushing the ball, which is incredibly impressive because they did struggle to pass the ball. But and they're trying to improve that this offseason. But as you watched Nebraska last year on offense, what were your thoughts as, man, they're doing this really well, and what are some things you think they could improve on going into next year?
I think we all, you know, we all know what it was. Really, it was just, we just couldn't pass the football. And when you're not able to do that or not win those one-on-one battles on the outside, when you get the opportunity to, or not be able to deliver the passes on time or with great accuracy, it's going to struggle. Period. So now they can put those guys in the box and really try to stop the run, and we were still able to run pretty well. That's what's crazy. So that, for me, what I want to see is just a transition now to what we can do in the passing game, create more play action, utilizing the tight end a whole lot more. Maybe even bring a fullback back into the system and have some fun with that. I think we did a little bit last season, but I think they need to utilize that more and really get a passing attack. Maybe start with the simple things, the small, short throws to free up some things. But we have to get a passing attack because I really believe the offense is going to be headed in the right direction. We got some running backs there that I think are going to be able to take full up our opportunity. And a lot of those guys have gotten reps, and now they're ready to continue playing. So I'm excited to see where this goes. I mean, like, I think everybody's excited about Mr. Raiola over there and coming back. And obviously, you know, his brother was there when I was a freshman, or his dad was there when I was a freshman. So it's crazy to even be talking about it. But it's going to be awesome to see what they decide to do and where we go from here, not even just this year, but the next 3 or 4 years. Because I think Coach Wolf is doing a great job, and how he is as a man and everything that he says just speak volume. Just when you're able to watch and listen, and even when he's in the media and talking to everyone else, he just stands on what you want to be. He almost reminds me of how Coach Soldiers kind of stands on his word and how he stands on talking to kids and really want to develop them, not only in just football but in life. And when you have that kind of approach to a college system, it can turn around and be great. So when we keep him involved and he stays here longer than, you know, 5 or 6 years, let's see what happens with us. Because, man, I think the sky's the limit with the approach that they're taking. So I'm excited about it.
All right, Corey, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. And don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.